200 items, personal artifacts, drawings, sketches from the Yeats family, from John Butler, W.B., Jack and his sisters, or their sisters, Lily and Lolly. Wonderful artifacts such as W.B. Yeats's glasses, his monogram briefcase, his inkwell. There's the family bookcase, which was used by W.B. Yeats and subsequently by his son Michael, who was the senator and one of the last of the direct descendants of the Yeats family. We have really interesting items to do with the Coola industry, items from a peculiar time in W.B. Yeats's life when he dabbled in the occult. We have his tarot cards, his veil from his group called the Golden Dawn. We have Louis Labrocki illustrations of W.B. Yeats. We have scrap albums, but one of the most interesting items from W.B. Yeats' perspective, and that would be that in 1884, prior to his direction, which he's most renowned for as a poet, he studied for a year in art college, and you can see his capability in that form of art as well. And we have this major discovery, one of only two sketchbooks known from his time in Dublin Art College.
And I know there was a similar auction in London last month. Are the items being sold tomorrow completely separate from the ones that...
Totally separate tranche, and this is the final tranche, hence the final chapter. There's a lot of personal artifacts in this lot that are directly linked to the family. There's children's clothing, there's linen, family linen, family silver, family furniture that either Yeats, any of the Yeats families would have sat in to write at or to sketch at. They would have relaxed in their, with the family couch, with the family harp. So they're very personal effect items, but significant because it gives an insight and a kind of a viewpoint of the Yeats family from pretty much cradle to grave.
And George, what kind of prices do you expect some of these to go for?
Well, we have them conservatively. A lot of these items have never been out before because these are direct personal items which wouldn't have been up for auction, or similar examples been up for auction in the past. And we have them conservatively estimated ranging from 200 right up to 2,000 plus. Maybe some items are ranging between the 4,000 and 6,000, but I suppose precedents have been set for examples like that. But across the board, there's something for everyone, including one curious item is we have W.B. Yeats' own croquet set, something that in his latter years he took great pride in and competitively participated. So it's another side that not everyone would have seen of Yeats.
Okay, and what time does the auction get underway, and can people watch it online?
Yes, we'll be the sale takes place tomorrow starting at 10:15 right throughout the day, and the Yeats items, the majority of them are coming up in the afternoon, so after 2 o'clock, and you can register or bid online via the sale room, and you can listen in online there that direction as well. It'll be audio streamed, the wholesale. Further information you can see on our website, fonseymealy.ie.